It was just a taco bowl until it became, let's say, Taco Gate. Donald Trump angered some Latinos yesterday when he tweeted out a photo of himself eating a taco bowl to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. His tweet said, quote, "Happy Cinco de Mayo. The best taco bowls are made in Trump Tower Grill. I love Hispanics!" Exclamation point. Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus weighed in this morning.
He's trying. He's trying. And I'll tell you what, I honestly think he understands that building and unifying and growing the party is the only way we're going to win.
Joining us now from Miami is Univision anchor Enrique Acevedo. Enrique, first of all, what did you think of that tweet?
Hi, Jeremy. Well, if you look up the term Hispandering in the dictionary, I'm sure you'll find a picture of Donald Trump and his taco bowl. I get that he's campaigning that every election candidates like to say a few words in Spanish and try all kinds of suspicious-looking food. But in the case of Donald Trump, this just adds insult to injury. I'm not even referring to the fact that anything with cheddar cheese on it is not even Mexican food, but just at less than 24 hours before he published that tweet, Trump was doubling down on his promise to deport 12 million undocumented immigrants and build a border wall. You can't call Mexicans rapists and criminals, and then say you love Hispanics. You can't have it both ways.
Well, what do you think would have been the reaction if Hillary Clinton had tweeted that, "I love Hispanics!" Exclamation point.
Well, she's also gotten into some trouble for that same Hispandering when she said that she was just like any other grandmother. And people used the hashtag, "She's not like my grandmother. She didn't have to work her way to where she is right now, like my grandmother did, coming across the border, raising five children without documents, living in the shadows." So she's also encountered resistance from the Latino community when she's tried to reach out to Latinos in that way. There's another way to do it, and I think Hispanics want to hear more about policy and substance than just having people eating something that looks like a taco.
Well, when you look at the polls right now, a Gallup poll last month showed 77% of American Latinos view Donald Trump unfavorably. Although he says he loves Hispanics and he says that they love him, what does he have to do to make up ground with Latinos in this country? Or is it possible at this point, given the positions that he's taken?
I think that's a great question. If Trump wants the Latino vote, he's going to have to start talking more about building bridges instead of walls. And even then, it might be already too late for him to do that. I mean, his claim that he won Latinos in the primary is based on a sample so small that it's virtually meaningless in a general election scenario. In Nevada, for example, a state he uses a lot, Trump won around 2,500 votes out of 194 expected turnout in November. Twice as many Hispanics have participated in the Democratic primaries. So in a matchup against Clinton, the share of the Latino vote, her share of the Latino vote would approach, let's say, around 80%, making states like Florida, Nevada, and Colorado off the table for the GOP.
That's Univision News anchor Enrique Acevedo, and we welcome your thoughts on this issue because it has been retweeted so many times, the Trump tweet, thousands and thousands of times. You can weigh in at hereandnow.org. Enrique, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.